Hi, thanks for allowing me to come over.
Yeah, thanks for coming.
You're welcome.
It's always nice hanging out.
Oh, and Jess just gave me a Reiki session. That was nice. She went over all the chakra areas and explained them to me, what they are and how I should use them and nourish my energies with the different colors and stuff. So it was very relaxing.
Yeah, I think it's important to go over each chakra when I am performing Reiki on someone who hasn't had Reiki so frequently, because I want them to know. I want to educate them like on what each chakra represents and how they can take care of themselves. I think that's really important.
When did you get into Reiki? Like,
I got into Reiki when it was in 2016. My dad had passed away at the end of 2015. And for a while, I was feeling very, I don't know, like lost in a way. Even though I have my siblings, I have my husband, my daughter, I just felt like this sense of like emptiness, and I just didn't know why or what it was. And I was having crazy dreams where I was like, what is it? The sleep paralysis. I was having a lot of sleep paralysis. I could feel like a presence in my room. I was very frightening, but at the same time, I was very curious because obviously my dad had just passed away. Anyways, I was talking to a friend and someone kind of overheard the conversation, and she suggested getting Reiki. And I did not know what Reiki was. I had no clue at all whatsoever. So I asked her, and she's like, okay, so it's a form of energy healing. I go to this lady, let me tell you where she's at. You can make an appointment. So of course I did. And she happened to be a medium as well. So she, the very first appointment, my dad's name, his name is Gregorio. So that's really hard for people to say sometimes. So she was like, "Who's Giorgio?" Immediately I started crying because
Oh.
I knew my dad was there. And my dad was the one, the presence that I could feel. Like, and because I didn't know who it was, that's what was frightening to me. But then, like, realizing that it was my dad, kind of like, I feel like I'm very empathic. And out of my siblings, I'm the one that's more connected with like the spiritual world. I've always been curious, always like had crazy dreams, like feelings and stuff, but I never really knew what it was because I grew up Catholic
Yeah.
and all of this is a sin.
So you're Catholic and it's a sin to like.
Yeah, it's a sin to like being into anything that, involves tarot reading,
New age
psychic.
stuff. I heard they're
Yes.
the devil.
But you know what? It's not new age because this
No,
has been, can I cuss?
I mean like other new age stuff like is a
Yeah.
sin like
Yeah. So it just like, I mean, we've been healing ourselves with medicine since like, or like herbs and stuff since like the medieval times. Like, but even then, like people who did witchcraft according to religions were killed back then. So it's forever like a stigma. I don't know. But anyways, like getting into Reiki involved, having to have to go through the loss of my dad. I feel he guided me to Reiki in his way. And since then, like I was a client for a while, for a couple months, and I'm like, you know what? Instead of going to someone, like, let me just learn it myself. And so I went and learned it, and the lady was like, she's actually a friend of mine now, but she taught me Reiki level one all the way to teacher level. So I graduated Reiki teacher level in February of last year, 2023. And when I first got there, like my first level, she's like, "Oh, I see you teaching Reiki." I was like,
Was it the
"No."
lady that you got the Reiki healing from?
Yeah.
She, okay.
Yeah. So I went to several practitioners at first. And then, sometimes you just don't really like jive with certain
Yeah,
people.
that's normal.
And so, like, I kind of like jumped around. But when I met her, I felt like I was able to connect with her. Like, she did things her own way, and I really appreciate when people bring their own versions of like the methods that to use for Reiki, like, they don't just copy someone, or they're right. not like, oh, well, YouTube did it this way, so I have right. to do it this way, or whatever.
Right. Yeah.
She changed it up, and she, like, taught me the way that I feel like it really connected with me. Like, I changed the methods for her client. Like, I feel what they need. Mm-hmm. You know, when I did Reiki earlier, I like to use stones mm-hmm. most of the time, but I didn't use any with you. Mm-hmm. You know, like, I didn't feel like I needed that extra energy.
Gotcha.
Because I feel like after the session, like, when we were having the talk about, I think you have a lot of energy.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And so I'm not going to add more stones right. to that, right? Because yeah. it's just amplifying. No. So I just feel what the person mm-hmm. needs.
Intuitively.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so, I don't know, Reiki is just a beautiful, beautiful, like, way to help heal. It's like a form of therapy for me.
Yeah.
And so I got into it because I really received a lot of benefits from it, and I want to share that. I want other people to receive the same benefits. So that's why I do that.
Yeah. That's cool. How long have you been practicing Reiki as a practitioner?
Officially, like, I started as a practitioner in July of 2022. Mm-hmm. So a year and a half.
Okay.
Yeah, so not that long. I receive clients in my home. I don't have, like, a space for it, but before I receive a client, I make sure to sage my home. I make sure that I take the time to meditate and connect with the person, because I feel like I want them to come into a safe space, a space where they can feel like they are safe being vulnerable. Because I do have a lot of people that come here and they cry a lot, you know, because they're really opening up, and it's very emotional, and it's exposing wounds and trauma. And for me, I can really relate, because again, like I explained, my first time I had Reiki, like, I started bawling, you know, because I heard something that really resonated with me, and it's a message that I really, really needed to hear. And so I always like to disclose, though, that I'm not psychic, I'm not a medium, but I am very intuitive. And mm-hmm. there's times where things, like thoughts and feelings, come to mind, and I have to say it, otherwise I'll forget at the end mm-hmm. of the session. So my sessions, I like to talk through it mm-hmm. and guide you through what I'm doing mm-hmm. and give you, like, these intuitive messages that I'm receiving.
So, like, when people come to you, do they come to you, like, the first time with Reiki, or have they seen, like, other, like, what's your kind of experience with that? And
it's a mixture of both. I have had some people who were not happy with another practitioner, and they're like, well, I've heard about you, so, you know, they usually hear a lot of good stuff, but only because I feel like I'm very, like, I'm kind. Like, I do Reiki with Reiki love energy mm-hmm. because everyone needs that safe space. Mm-hmm. So anyways, like, other people have tried other practitioners and they weren't comfortable with them. They'll come to me. I've had people refer people, and that's how I get my clients. Mm-hmm. I'm not very good at marketing myself, because I just
let the clients do it for you.
Yeah, that's what I feel like, you know, the people that need me will find me,
right?
You know, and so I've had other people who come in just because their friend came, and I could feel their wall. Mm-hmm. I could feel that they were just very hesitant. And that kind of frustrates me, to be honest, because it's kind of like, well, why are you coming and wasting your time if you don't really believe in the healing process of Reiki? Mm-hmm.
Or at least be open.
Be open to it, you know? And then it kind of makes me feel like I'm wasting my time, because mm-hmm. I'm here to help you, but I can only help people that want it, mm-hmm. that are open to it. Mm-hmm. So I feel like I've had a couple of clients, very, very minimal, that are, like, very skeptic. And
so why do they come then?
I don't know.
Do they come by themselves usually?
Yeah, someone referred them. And so I think they just want that quick, instant, satisfaction kind of feeling. And when it's not like that, right. It doesn't work like that. Like, yeah. I received Reiki so many times before I decided to become a Reiki practitioner, right. because you require that maintenance, and it's not a one and done kind of deal.
Right.
And I also don't like to sell packages usually, because it's like, someone needs to feel when it's time to get, you know, mm-hmm. energy healing, mm-hmm. just like tarot reading. Don't mm-hmm. rely on that stuff for messages and guidance. You need to feel when it's time, because then you're just abusing that. And so anyways, like, I'll tell everyone, because they'll ask me, how often do you recommend it? And then I tell them, like, listen to yourself. When you're feeling overwhelmed, when you're feeling, like, blocked, like, things aren't working out for you, like, maybe that's time to move some energy around. So I leave it up to them.
Do people usually, like, have, like, home care or, like, homework? Or, like, I mean, I don't know. Is it like a facial? Like, you get the treatment and then, like, are they supposed to do, like, something after when they get home?
I always just recommend them to take some time to meditate. Mm-hmm. Always, even if it's just 5 minutes, take a couple of deep breaths. I think that a lot of people forget that part of, like, self-care mm-hmm. is mental and emotional. Like, not just getting your nails done, not just getting your hair done, lashes, whatever. You have to take the time to give yourself some love, even if it's 5 to 10 minutes. So I always tell the clients to take a bath. I feel like taking a bath always cleanses, like, anything that's left in your body that isn't yours. Like, it's setting an intention now that you have clear space. Find some time to meditate every morning, every night, whatever works for you. Sometimes I'll give them stones if it calls, like, for me to give mm-hmm. them something. I give random things out because I feel like...
It's just you just intuitively yeah. feel that they need something yeah. and that you have it.
Yeah, even if it's like a little stone of the evil eye mm-hmm. because I feel like they need protection. Mm-hmm. It could be that, or it could be like obsidian, like a mm-hmm. stone of protection. Mm-hmm. If they need more self-love, like, I'll give them the pink quartz, you know, sometimes selenite, because they just need like an amplification of energy, something that they're already carrying, right? Like, I don't know. It just yeah. depends.
Yeah. Yeah. So where do you see yourself, like, in a year or so with your practice?
I really hope, because I was just having this conversation with you without even knowing you were going
to
ask it.
I just intuitively asked.
So I really would love to take the time to develop some kind of group retreats, maybe at least once a month on the weekends, because I know we're very busy. And even if it's just taking, like, Friday through Sunday to just give yourself the space to get away from the city, somewhere out where, you know, we can really connect with earth and have, like, group sessions for Reiki, group sessions for hypnotherapy, because I also do hypnotherapy mm-hmm. and I really like to incorporate Reiki and hypnotherapy. I feel that a person comes to me, and if it's for the first time, Reiki really benefits before receiving hypnotherapy, because it helps them relax and get into the space of just really taking in information. Mm-hmm. So once I do the hypnotherapy, mm-hmm. which is suggestive that hypnotherapy, I've developed a strip. This means I've already had a conversation with them. I already know what they want to work on. And I develop a script specifically for them to help them get through whatever is blocking them. Mm-hmm. And so then after Reiki, receiving hypnotherapy is very beneficial because you are more open and susceptible to taking in those suggestions that we've already talked about. So I would love to do groups to go out and do these kind of spiritual work, you know, maybe have others to join in and talk about herbs, you know, do little workshops kind of
thing. Yeah,
that's what I want to do.
Yeah,
that's what I see myself doing.
Can do it.
Or cacao ceremonies eventually.
Ceremonial mm-hmm.
yeah,
sound baths,
yeah. Everything. I want it all.
Yeah. Yeah, there's work to be done.
Yeah. So
you're on your way there.
Yeah. I feel like right now, I feel like it's time to really work with feminine energy. And we have been. And that makes me feel very proud. And just working with the feminine energy doesn't necessarily mean just women working
yeah.
on themselves. Mm-hmm. Like, this means men as well. Because we all have the feminine and masculine energy, you know? And so I feel like the era of always protecting yourself against everybody, like, needs to end, because we need to just express love. Because with that feeling of always, like, needing to protect yourself, defend yourself, like, it doesn't really let you bring out that inner light.
Yeah.
You know?
And community, so, or, like, connection.
Yeah, the connections with the other people who are doing the same thing, and just doing group work, group things like what I want to do, I think will just make that energy a little more powerful.
yeah. What else?
I'm really excited about it. Like, I need it to be nicer weather because it's so cold, and I'm ready for the summer.
Oh, yeah. Also, like, let's talk about the psychic fair just briefly again.
Oh, yes.
Yes. So we went to a psychic fair. We didn't really plan on going. No. We were just kind of like, oh, yeah, I'll go with you.
Yeah. I saw it come up, and I was like, man, I don't want to go alone. Like, nobody wants to go with me ever. Like, Art doesn't want to go. Like, Camille doesn't want to go. And so when I asked you and you said yes, I was like, yes. And it was on my birthday, so I was like, oh, yeah. Little birthday gift for me.
Yeah, and then we eventually, like, went to this group seance reading thing. Mm-hmm. And so what did the medium tell you about your reading?
For me, she said that I work with portals, that I am someone who can open and close portals. And then the trippiest part is that she was like pinpointing to this certain area of my house that is like the beginning of my hallway where my bathroom, my guest bathroom is. She was saying that there was a portal there. And then I shared that there was a dream I had that I was sleeping in the living room because this is in my living room area space. I was sleeping in my living room and all of a sudden I wake up and I see this Knight Templar walking from that point where she mentioned there was a portal, walking from there straight forward, very like hit their no facial expression. It's like they didn't even notice me, and he just walked forward into the wall where, you know, it kind of goes into my bedroom.
So just from here to there?
Yeah, it just walked straight across my living room, and I was like just staring at it because I was so like in shock almost. I know that I don't like to react like scared, like,
yeah,
because I'm so like, how do you say, oh my god, I'm very I like to know things. Mm. So I'm just watching, but I'm like a little scared, I remember feeling. And when she said that I work with portals, she said that there was portals in my house and there's a lot of energy in my house. And she's like, imagine this, I'm standing in your home. And I look to one side and I look to the other and it's a desert. There's nothing. It's completely dead. But your house, she's like, it's like a freeway of like, or a highway.
She's
of
like spirits. A grand Central Station or something.
Yeah, that's what she said. And she's like, they come and go. And it's like, they're coming and they want to chat with you and grab a cup of tea, but they're already gone because that's how fast they come and go.
Wow.
And so, I mean, it makes sense. Like other people that come into my home, they're always like, oh, you feel so like energetic, like very positive, because I'm staging and I'm turning on candles. Like,
yeah,
I have stones all over my house because I want to bring that positive energy. So apparently it opens portals. I don't know. So I'm that's kind of my next little goal, is to like find out how I can, you know, control, not control, but use this more to my advantage. The fact that I'm able to do this, you know, open and close portals. And And I don't know. We'll see how I incorporate that into my business.
Yeah.
My life.
Yeah.
But what did she tell you?
I was like not expecting to cry that day. And I cried twice. So first I got, for the reading, the group reading, she basically said, I'm like highly empathetic. And I'm like, okay, I know that already. But it was just kind of nice that she kind of felt that. She also said that someone had, she said that I had a guide, like a guy talking to her. Well, I don't really work with guides right now. She said he was talking really fast. I was like, okay, so I'm not familiar. And then she also said, did someone just die a year ago or something? I'm like, I don't know. I was clueless for like a second. And I know someone that had died about a year ago. And she asked me if I was taking care of a man or helping a man, or I thought it was somebody else. I thought it was a female, but I actually helped two people. The other one is a male. And I was like, oh, yeah. And then she asked me like the age of the person that passed and the age of the person that I helped. And she was like, I forget what she said. She was like, oh, yeah. I said, oh, yeah, he's 41 and he's an adult. And then she said something about his head.
But he's young in
his head. He's young in the mind. And I was like, oh my God, what the F? Like, yeah. So yeah, she was pretty much right on. And I forget what else. And she says that she sees a little boy running around. And I was like, I have a little kid. He's a boy. And then She said there was also another older spirit that was coming through, and I said it could be my grandmother, the one grandparent that I knew and was close to. And I said, also said it could be my mom, but I don't know. But, and then when she said the older person, I kind of cried a little because I dreamt about my grandma like 3 times while I was pregnant. So that was really like an awestruck thing.
Yeah.
So that really made me sort of believe more in like mediums and psychics. I mean, it's kind of hard because there's a lot of people who use the gifts, or lots of con artists in a bad way, taking advantage of vulnerable people. But I still believe that there are very few of us, or them, or you guys out there, or that really just willing to help, genuine and honest, and help people. So that was sort of the gist of our readings. And then we also had a follow-up with the medium as well.
Yeah.
Yeah. What did you think about that?
I feel like these are things, what she said, were like things that have already like been in my head. And she was kind of like giving me that little like push where it's like, it's going to work out. You should just do it already. You know? And instead of thinking about it for so long, because I'm an overthinker.
Yeah.
You know, and it's like, then I don't take action.
Yeah.
And then I lose out. Like, I see someone else. I was like, man, I could have done that. Like, that's, I don't know. There's so many things that come to my mind. And then it's like, I overthink it. I don't take action. And then someone else is doing it. And
so
it's
what
like,
if someone else is doing it?
No, it's not that. But it's just like, I don't know. Like, I kind of lose that
momentum.
Yeah. It's like, I don't want to do it anymore.
Well, I thought it was pretty cool because we had already had a conversation after the initial reading. And then she read us both and said, oh, I see you working together. So it's like, maybe she's like legit.
That's what I was saying, though, that I think that it gave me that push. Yeah. To stop thinking about it. Yeah. You can do it.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
That's why I agree. I just started. And it's like, they sound shitty. And I probably it's have okay. to record them. But
no, just leave it. Because like, you want to see the progress. Like
that, I was thinking that. But then when I like reheard that one.
But mine are bad too. Like the first, they're going to be bad like the first 100 times. Come on now. But it's kind of like you're imprinting, at least you're trying, you know, by the, you can't compare somebody's like 1,000 episode to your first 100.
I know.
You know, or like, I just use it as an exercise and a way of connecting. That's how I look at it right now, because I'm at home with a kid, and most of the time at home, and I don't have like the community or connection. Yeah. So I'm starting to slowly, like at least online. Mm. And then like, hopefully eventually meet people in person locally.
I want to continue to do some like group meetups. Like, you know, us continue to meet up, how we're meeting up on Sundays.
Yeah.
And include other people, you know, and make it kind of like our own little community and help each other out. Because what we're trying to do is just help others like find the tools for themselves to help themselves. Because it's just like, if people take care of themselves, like we wouldn't have to deal with like unnecessary drama or this like drainage of energy because people don't know how to take care of themselves. And it's like, we can't save everyone. Like, people need to start saving themselves.
Like, it's like teaching them how to self-love, self-care, whatever that looks like.
And I definitely want us to create something to bring people in groups and form that community and create these workshops and see what other people have to bring. You know, like, it's not just us. Like,
it's a collaboration.
It's a collaboration.
Yeah.
So I feel excited because as we continue to do these things, I feel like we're going to see the growth, you know, from the psychic fair to then, you know, where we're at in a couple of years, months, whatever.
Yeah.
I'm excited.
So it's slow and steady.
Yeah.
Because we both have families and all that stuff.
Yeah, I know.
That goes with it.
And then I make my jewelry.
Yeah.
I keep myself busy for sure.
So I'll have all the information for Jess's services, if you guys are interested, in the show notes. And then I'll even put like her Instagram handle if you guys want to reach her. Did you want to add anything?
No, just I'll be starting my own podcast. I've already started. I'm kind of like on the stepping stones for that still, like trying to get some material together, but I really feel like it'll help me and others, you know, who may resonate with the information that I decide to put out. But yeah, everything will be linked on my Instagram. There's like a link tree, mm-hmm. and so that'll connect everyone with everything.
Yeah. Awesome. Thank you for coming on and talking about you.
Yeah, well, thank you so much for having me on.
This is fun. We should do it again.
Yeah, for sure.